This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Excited today, our guest, Jackie Ryan. He is AK Blackjack, right? Born in Brooklyn, New York, a baseball entertainer, motivational speaker, member of the world-famous Harlem Wizards for over 24 years. He's performed all over the world. He's got some really cool credits here. Inducted into his high school Hall of Fame there, John Jay High School, which is very cool. That would be awesome to have. He's considered one of the greatest playground ballers of all time. Complex.com, Slam Magazine, some of the greatest street baller players of all time. I've heard him described as a white Michael Jordan. And then also 3-time Guinness record holder, ESPN's national three-point champion, shooting champion, Netflix Losers, great episode. Episode 7, Blackjack, TEDx Talk, which I watched as well, Basketball Saved My Life. And then October 30th, 2020, a feature film, Blackjack, the Jackie Ryan story, David Arquette, Michael Rapaport, Ashley Green, Greg Finley, who plays Jack, and Robert Davi. Jackie, thanks so much for spending a few minutes today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Man, I know you've told your story so many different times, so I don't, and it's being portrayed here on all these different movies, and especially this big one coming out to drive-ins and theaters on October 30th. But give me a few highlights anyway, for those that don't know you. I mean, I knew some about you, we have a few mutual friends, but when I started looking into your story, it really got me. A story of perseverance, a story of redemption, a story of things seeming like they were going to go perfect and then not, and then taking some twists and turns. My favorite kinds of stories. I had a tear in my eye a few times watching it because I really connected with it in a lot of ways. And as a father and as someone who loves sports, and just give us a few highlights though. Take us back and give us a few highlights of your life. We'll just take a couple minutes on that, and then I want to talk about the movie and some other highlights.
Okay, so growing up, I grew up in an Irish-Italian neighborhood, middle class, a lot of cops, firemen, construction workers. My dad was a longshoreman, you know, hardworking people. We had a park right around the corner, East Fifth Street Park. My brother was one of the better guys in the park. I saw all the oohs and ahs, love and respect he received. So, you know, everybody wants to be like their older brother. I said, Randy, teach me how to play. So he taught me how to play. And, I fell in love with it so much, man. Morning, noon, and night in the rain. I used to shovel the snow and we'd play all day long. And when I was better than all my friends, he said, you're not playing with your friends anymore. You're playing with my friends. I'm like, I ain't playing with your friends. I'm going to get killed. I was 12. They were 16. Right. So when I was killing all his friends, he said, we're not playing at this park anymore. We're going to these other parks, Foster Park, these other parks. So he opened my eyes to go out and seek the better talent, the older guys, the bigger guys, so that I would get better. And when I was killing everybody in Brooklyn, I said, let me see how good I really am. Let me go down the West 4th Street, you know, the cage in the village. And, within one game I was on, and the rest is history. I love my West 4th Street. So I grew up, I was a good basketball player, but what I was an athlete student instead of a student athlete. I was never a bad kid. I didn't get in, I didn't rob anybody, didn't beat anybody up. I didn't do drugs. I just couldn't get out of my own way. I couldn't listen to authority, wanted to do it my way, thought I'd never get caught. My father said many times, what you do is gonna come back and bite you in your butt. And it did. Yeah. Then had all these opportunities. I mean, I averaged 17 points a game in high school, and I had 26 points a game in high school, and had 17 Division I schools interested in me. One of them was St. John's. When wow. St. John's was St. John's. Wow. There was Pitt, there was Rhode Island, there was, but one of them was Ohio University. I signed a letter of intent to go play with them. Then they called me back a week and a half later, Jack, you have a 1.9 grade average, you can't come here. So they sent me to a junior college in Ohio. They said, get your grades up and you come back and play at OU next year. Well, it was the first time away from home. You know, it looked like the cat got let out of the bag, you know, the girls, the booze, coming to practice drunk. You know, I was thrown off the team by Christmas.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.